This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A blockbuster bank deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It's the biggest ever banking takeover. Barclays of Britain has agreed to buy ABN AMRO of the Netherlands for more than $90 billion. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
If the deal goes ahead, it will create Europe's second largest bank, headquartered in Amsterdam, with 47 million customers around the globe. It's not a done deal. There is a rival bidder in the wings. A consortium led by the Royal Bank of Scotland is also interested, principally because of ABN's US assets. But ABN has made it clear it wants to tie up with Barclays. Analyst Mark Derling.
Obviously, it's a shutout deal as far as Barclays are concerned, and ABN AMRO. They obviously like the deal, like the fact that the headquarters are going to be in Amsterdam. I think it's going to be very hard for the consortium to break them.
ABN and Barclays have tried to thwart the consortium by agreeing to sell ABN's US bank assets to Bank of America for $21 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Asian markets are mostly up today, but it's the reverse in Europe, where almost all the markets are slumping. Wall Street had a very bullish day on Friday, with the Dow coming close to the 13,000 mark. Everyone will be watching to see if it hits that mark today. Microsoft and other earnings reports could help it towards that goal. The Dow right now stands at 12,961. The Nasdaq rose 21 points. It's at 2526. And the S&P climbed 13 points to 1484. Light crude is at $64.40 a barrel. Speaking of oil, this should be a big week for big oil. We'll get earnings from ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron. Bolivia is South America's poorest country. President Evo Morales announced a year ago that he was raising taxes on oil and gas companies to spread the money to the poor. But the Morales government has come across a stumbling block. Two rival provinces are demanding the spoils for themselves. From the Americas desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
The giant Margarita gas field in southeastern Bolivia produces $45 million in tax revenue. Two neighboring provinces are warring over their share of this windfall. Demonstrators from both camps have taken to the streets to press their claim. They've damaged pipelines at the San Alberto gas field and stormed a plant run by Royal Dutch Shell. Professor Kevin Healy is with George Washington University.
They've had work stoppages, strikes, mass rallies, and there have been some outbreaks of violence. It's a very tense situation.
A local judge ruled in favor of one region's claims last Thursday. That just fanned the flames. President Evo Morales tried to step in, and 70 police officers were briefly taken hostage. The administration now admits it's lost control of the situation. Gas exports have fallen 20% due to the violence. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
A new study confirms an old problem, the wage gap between the sexes. Apparently, women start losing ground to men on pay almost as soon as they enter the workforce. The American Association of University Women Educational Foundation says just a year after college, women are making only 80% of what their male peers earn. And after 10 years, women are down to 69%. According to the foundation, part of the wage difference is a result of people's choices, and part is employers' assumptions about what women will do. Even after accounting for things like hours, occupation, and parenthood, one quarter of the pay gap remains unexplained. The foundation says that portion is sex discrimination.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org.
Sunday was Earth Day, a day when we all take a little time to see what we can do for the planet. A lot of the changes we can make are right under our noses or feet. Cracked and buckling sidewalks cause a lot of problems for cities, including lawsuits and maintenance costs. But cities have found a green solution that could save money and deal with aging trees at the same time. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Nancy Forgalli has a story.
Richard Valeriano's job is to police the streets in Santa Monica. Be on the lookout for a certain bad element.
We have 3,000 ficus trees, and those are the worst offenders.
He says ficus trees can maim concrete sidewalks.
The tree root systems are so invasive that you can put a brand new sidewalk in, and 3 or 4 years later, you'll have to rip it out and put in a new one.
So in 2000, Santa Monica installed some rubber sidewalks.
The reason they work so well is because it gives us an opportunity to establish a relationship between the maintenance of the tree and the maintenance of the sidewalk. With concrete, there's no give.
More than 60 cities have replaced poured concrete with rubber. Baltimore put in 3,000 square feet in October, and Chicago spent $64,000 in December on a pilot test. Santa Monica has spent about $100,000 on 70 projects, and the city has more than 600 square feet in storage.
This is what they look like. They come in pallets like this.
And they come from one Southern California business, Rubber Sidewalks Incorporated. The company turns used tires into rubber panels. Those panels weigh around 54 pounds, so nationwide shipping is expensive. But the rubber is modular, so you don't have to rip out the sidewalk to deal with tree roots. For instance, in Santa Monica, the labor cost of replacing concrete is almost 8 times more expensive than maintaining rubber. And you can go black or light gray, like the sidewalk color under this skateboarder at Virginia Avenue Park in Santa Monica. Angela Larson says she can't see the difference.
Rubber sidewalks.
She brought 5 kids to the park.
I wouldn't know by looking at it. Looks the same to me, except that there are smaller squares.
Those small squares are headed for big business. Rubber Sidewalks Incorporated just opened a facility to serve cities in the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Nancy Forgalli for Marketplace.
Finally, what's in a name? Well, if you have a great product, hopefully a brand image that has an impact on buyers. This year, the name is Google. At least that's according to the annual Brand's Top 100 Most Powerful Brands ranking. In capturing the top spot, Google bumped Microsoft down to third place. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.